Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Zelo sem vesel, ker sem slučajno našel gosta, posebnega gosta v današnji oddaji, ki se je tudi k nam pridružil tukaj v studiu na Trgu Federacije v Melbourneu. Njegovo ime je namreč Martin Hugh, rojen v Veliki Britaniji, trenutno na obisku v Avstraliji. Zanimivo je, da je Martin študiral slovenščino na univerzi v Nottinghamu v Angliji in slučajno mi je to povedal, ko je videl slovensko zastavo pri moji mizi tukaj v SBS-u. Tako da kar zanimiva zgodba in zato sem seveda njega povabil za kratek pogovor in ga lepo pozdravljam v naši slovenski oddaji. Martin, dober dan.
Dobar dan. Kako si?
Dobro, hvala. Why don't we continue the interview in English? It's just such a fascinating story here. You came to my desk. I'm there preparing material for our up-and-coming programs. And you came over and you saw our flag.
I did. I came in, I saw the Slovenian flag, and it's not a flag that I see very often necessarily. And I thought, well, I had to come over and say hello. It was a long time ago that I studied Slovenian, so I had to really rack my brains to remember how to say it.
What? And you didn't confuse it with the Slovakian flag?
I definitely didn't confuse it with the Slovakian flag. After studying Slovene for 3 years, I learned to recognize the Slovenian flag, and I know the differences.
Because here at SBS, they occasionally have found it difficult in differentiating between Slovenian and Slovakian, but that's a whole other story for another time. Martin, how did it come to you studying Slovenian at university in Nottingham?
Well, I studied Russian at university, and one of the options to us as Russian students was to take up a second Slavonic language. And the options were Serbo-Croat, Polish and Slovenian. And there was a very, very nice teacher at Nottingham, Ivana Lasnik, who was from the University of Ljubljana. And she convinced me to take up Slovene. She was a fantastic teacher as well. And I'm still in contact with her, actually.
Wonderful.
She now lives in Luxembourg, actually.
Well, we all know why you wanted to take up Slovenian, because it's the only Slavic, or it's the only language with a dual form.
That's right. Yes, I remember how complicated that was. And it always made you think twice about what you said. I remember in the practices we always tried to avoid using two people or two things, because you had to remember a whole set of other endings.
You studied Slovenian, you mentioned to me, between 2006 and 2010 at the university. Is this still available now as a subject?
As far as I know, it's still going, yes. Ivana laid the template there, and as far as I know, that's still going at Nottingham University now.
Have you visited Slovenia?
Yes, I have. I went to Slovenia in 2012, was there for about a week, actually, and stayed in Ljubljana, which is a beautiful city, and travelled up to places like Lake Bled and Lake Bohin as well. Went down to the coast at near Koper. Fantastic time. And I could speak much better Slovene back then. And I remember that the locals really enjoyed hearing just a few words of Slovene. And I got a long way in Slovenia.
Yeah, I think it applies to a lot of countries. If you make an effort, even if you may not speak the language like a native speaker, obviously, the fact you make an effort means a lot.
I definitely agree with that. The same goes, if you make an effort in any language, then people will respect that and enjoy that. And I can definitely say that for the people of Slovenia. They really, really enjoyed it. And I was made to feel very welcome there.
Have you been to Australia before?
Yes. So this is probably my fifth or sixth visit to Australia. I have a relative my sister lives here in Melbourne. So I'm visiting her at the moment, and I've got a lot of family here otherwise. So I'm also very familiar with Australia.
Now, you mentioned to me before the interview that your sister lives in Kew. Kew's a suburb of Melbourne where we also have a Slovenian church, a Slovenian religious and cultural centre, which is a central gathering place for Slovenians.
I never knew that. I've walked around Kew a few times already, and I haven't come across it, but I'll certainly go and seek it out now.
What else can you tell us about your experience learning Slovenian at university, Martin?
I studied Slovene for about 3 years in the end, and it was a very small class of just five of us. So there was an emphasis on conversation, I think, and talking about our hobbies and our life, student life in Nottingham. Probably the most terrifying part of the course was the oral exam, where we have to where we speak about our hobbies and pastimes with the teacher. It's one-on-one. Of course, at the time, I have to say, I was often getting confused between. I was studying Russian, so I was often getting confused with Russian, Slovenian, German words all the time. And it was always a question of trying to pick the right word at the right time.
You studied Russian as your major Slavic language. Slovenia was your minor Slavic language. I've heard an old saying that to a person who doesn't understand either of these languages, that Slovenian sounds like Russian with honey on top. Would that apply to you?
Sounding like Russian with honey on top.
Yes.
I would say that would probably be quite accurate. I think that Slovene to the ear is much sweeter than Russian. I think that the mix of sort of Italian-esque words and German words in Slovene certainly helps make that the case as well.
Martin, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you today here on SBS Radio, and it's just a very pleasant surprise having you here in the studio to tell us about your experiences with everything Slovenian that you've experienced over the last number of years, studying the language, as well as visiting Slovenia. Enjoy your time here in Australia and a safe journey back home to the UK.
That's very kind of you. It's been an absolute honour to have been here today. And I'd like to say hvala. I will continue to listen to the Slovene distribution on SBS in the future. Thank you.